Get your kids.
That's right.
Because if you don't, the boys in blue will.
That's Mary Alice Smothers from the West Side neighborhood in Syracuse. Smothers led the session on neighborhood safety at the Neighborhood Action Conference on Saturday, and she says crime prevention begins with the family, plus giving kids a platform to speak their minds.
If these kids aren't involved in what's going on in their neighborhood, it's not going to work. You have to get these kids the opportunity of saying what their problems are, what they feel is wrong. Because if you want it to work, you got to include them.
Patty Farrington is a high school teacher from the South Avenue neighborhood. She also agrees the family needs more attention when considering solutions for crime prevention.
If raising a child and a child growing up and a child gaining a conscience doesn't occur, then there's a point at which, as our speaker said here today, the guys in blue come in and they take over. Parents need to be responsible as well. And when their kids aren't, both need to be held accountable.
After attending the session, Farrington says she's encouraged to get the entire South Avenue area more involved. And Mary Alice Smothers adds having the whole block on the same page makes a neighborhood safer overall.
When you do one block and you clear it out and you move over to the next block, and say, okay, explain what you did, how it worked for you. And then you move on and on. And every time you accomplish something, you celebrate that.
I'm Maria Catanzarite, WAER News.